Are we ready for 2018?
Yes.
We better be ready because we're in it.
Amen.
So we've already got six days that are gone. Today makes the seventh day. You know, one thing I learned a long time ago is you got to capture every day.
Amen.
Come on, we're not waiting for, you know, we're not waiting for next week. We're not waiting for Monday. We're not waiting. You know, your life consists of every day. So you got to make the most of every day. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you want to recharge this morning? Amen.
Yes.
Come on, let's decide this morning that we're going to get our battery recharged. How about that?
Yes.
Come on, we're going to need a good battery pump up. Come on, a good, you know, plug into the and get something that makes you grit your teeth and hang on. Come on, we need to grit our teeth and hang on to God. Come on, there's stuff all over the place trying to pull us out and pull us away, pull us off the promises of God, make us forget what God has said, make us believe that it can't happen for us. Come on, there's all kind of stuff like that. But if we can keep our battery charged, we just got to hang on to God, grit our teeth, come on, and say, we're doing it, man. I'm having it. Praise the Lord. Or would you rather have your fire stoked? You know, a little poking. Come on. You need to let the Lord poke you, prod you. Come on. You know, when a poke happens or a prod happens, first thing is that it's a little uncomfortable. Isn't that true? It doesn't always feel good to be poked. You know, sometimes if you're not in the mood, you'll say, stop it. Stop it. Stop poking me. You know, somebody's trying to make you and, you know, and you're like, stop. No. We're not going to, no stopping it with God. Come on. We need to let God stoke our fire this morning.
Amen.
Listen, and it's not all up to God. It's partly up to us. We partner with God. So in my heart right now, I got to be saying, man, I'm ready. Man, stoke me up, Lord. Poke me, prod me. Come on. Light my fire in a greater capacity. And when something pokes you, what happens? You move. You respond.
Yes.
Today I'm going to talk about some things that the Lord is saying about 2018, about what He desires for us. Now we know that everything is always possible with God at any moment, but God does know us.
Amen.
And so God has things in seasons and times where He's working to get concepts, principles. He's working to get anointings. He's working to get things to us that we'll do with Him. And so today, the message to us is for us to hear and respond.
Amen.
Amen. And I say that because, you know, people sometimes hear something and they think, well, wow, if that's God, then God will just do it. But that's not how the Bible works. It's not how relationship with God works. The Bible says that we have to believe what God said. So first of all, today, you're going to have to find some things that you believe. And then you're going to have to say, you know what? I believe that. I'm going to agree with that. And I'm going to put my faith on that. And I'm going to do my part. Because I love that about God. He partners with us. It just seems like it would be so much easier to just have God do everything. But it's really special that God partners with us. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. You know, I'm really excited. I want to talk for just a few minutes about us here at Houston Faith Church. I have a message today, and much of it, I believe, applies to the body of Christ, anybody that can hear and receive. But there's some things that God has purposefully said to us here at Houston Faith Church. And one He said a couple months ago was that it was going to be a momentous year. Do y'all want to close up the Bible and go ahead and go on home and y'all just come up with whatever you want to roll with at 2018 and end up being in the same place?
No.
That's how y'all feel this morning. Some of them are thinking, I really might like to do that. Well, you know, we might joke about it, but really the doors aren't closed. This is how I feel with God many times. He's trying to say something. He's trying to, and we're like, oh, yeah.
That's good.
I said that God said it's going to be a momentous year this year. Let me tell you what momentous means, and maybe that will help you. It means of great significance, especially in its bearing on the future. Listen, if you want a good future, you're going to have to tap into God this year, because there's some things this year that you're going to need to anchor you that you can build upon for the things that are to come.
Amen.
So God says this year, great significance, especially in its bearing on the future, having lasting and far-reaching importance and impact.
Woo, that's good.
Amen. This is going to be one of those years that when we get through at the end, we're going to look back and think, wow. Wow. I had some wow moments with God. There was some wow things that went on here with God. You know, does this refer to the building? I'm sure it does refer to the building. I'm sure because, why? Because we are breaking ground this year. Because we are building a building this year. Because we are getting in a new place this year. Because we will fulfill and see the promise of God's year upon year promise to us this year.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's not just about a physical building across the street. Because, you know, anybody can build a physical building across the street. But not just anybody can build a place in the plan of God with the vision of God for the glory of God to dwell so that the plan of God can come about. So God is building us as a people.
Amen.
He's building us as a people.
Amen.
He's making a place for us as a people to gather together, to congregate together, to assemble together so that we can all come, each joint pulling together, giving their supply, us working together as the fullness of God in this hour for this city.
Yes. 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 Amen.
Because we have the Holy Spirit so that we can be a witness.
Yes.
We can be something of God. We can be a display of God, an example of God in Houston and in Texas. Come on. And in the United States. Come on. And across the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that building across the street, it's going to be new. But the core of who we are is going to be the same. But we're gonna get over there and it's going to be new. It's gonna be expanded. It's gonna be enlarged. And I believe that some of you this year are stepping into some things that although it's you, although the core that you've known, maybe you've worked in it, maybe it's a new aspect of a job, maybe it's a new business, maybe it's something in the relationship, but you're stepping into something new. And there's an expansion and an enlargement that God wants to put His hand on, that God wants to put His hand in the middle of. Because that's how God does it. When He does things corporately, He lets us get in on it, on our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Anybody having that? Anybody know that they're headed for that? That they've got something new? Look at the hands. Look at the hands there. Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands real quick. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You, Lord, that as this year unfolds, Lord, that there will be a fulfilling of everything necessary, everything needful, every anointing, every grace, all wisdom, all knowledge, all supernatural ability that will come to Your people, Lord, and allow them to step in and to make impact and to see the fulfillment, Lord, of the things that You have. We thank You, Lord, for increase. I speak increase into every new place. I speak increase into every new endeavor. I speak increase in the filling up of everything that's enlarged and everything that's expanded in this hour. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Ma'am, I see you right there, ma'am. I see a wisdom, a supernatural wisdom. God has said that things are going to come your way, and the first thought is going to be, what? I don't know what this is. I don't. But there's going to be a wisdom. It's like instantly, there's going to be a something in your heart that's going to say, you know what? I can do that.
Yes.
And you're going to have supernatural strategy and a supernatural plan that's going to cause things to come together and fit together. For the Lord says that I've been working it piece by piece. And You've taken a piece and You've taken that and You've perfected to the best of Your ability. And then the Lord says, I put You in this place. And you've perfected and you've striven in excellence to do your best. The Lord says, it's all coming together. This is the year for you. It's all going to come together. It's all going to fit. Nothing's been wasted. Amen. Nothing's been wasted for you. You're in the perfect will of God at the perfect time. And there's going to be a culmination of everything that God has worked in you. It's going to come out. And it's going to fulfill the plan of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So remember, we're just talking about Houston Faith Church right now for just a few minutes. Hallelujah. You know, as we were praying the other night, the Lord began to speak that word increase to me. And you know, that's a word we're familiar with. You know, we've camped on that word before. We've banked on that word. But let me just tell you what the Lord said. All right, I wrote it down because he said it very specifically. So he said, increase and abounding blessings. My provision will sustain, and not only sustain, but shall increase and overflow beyond your finite into my infinite. It shall flow with multiplication. It shall flow with acceleration. Yes, it's by my divine design that blessings shall abound. Blessings are going to abound to us, people. It will be reciprocal and result in an enlargement and an expansion that is inconceivable by man's plans alone. My vision for this place, this assembly, these people and those to come shall speak through it the increase and the abounding blessings. And it will be a declaration to all of my goodness and my faithfulness. Increase and abounding blessings. It's my plan and it's my work. For I am coming along those who will arise with me in the display of my greatness, in the display of my power, in the glory of my kingdom. I, God, am arising on your behalf. Hallelujah. And then the Lord began in prayer one night to just say unexpected blessings. Come on, there's going to be unexpected blessings. Come on, did you get that? Things that are inconceivable in and of our own plan. You know, we're all planning and calculating and trying to make increase and trying to make, but there's going to be some things just by divine design. Just because we've said, God, you said unexpected blessings, and I'm open, Lord, and I'm believing, Lord. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to know how it's going to happen. I don't have to analyze it or rationalize it. Come on, I just trust God. I just believe God. I said increase this year and abounding blessings, unexpected blessings for us. Hallelujah. That ought to make your momentous year feel a little more solid. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me give you the three scriptures that God gave me for this church, for us as a people. So you need to write these down. You need to pray these. You need to believe these. Psalm 115, verse 14 and 15. It says, may the Lord give you increase more and more. Yes. Come on, this begins to be our talk. This begins to be our word. We begin to speak increase. Increase in every aspect of our life. Listen, when I'm talking increase, for those of you that might be new or those of you that might be wondering, we don't just talk about money. This is not all just about money. I mean, money can be a part of it. If you want some, if you need some, come on, if you'll be a vessel for God to flow through, come on, God can give you money. God's not scared of money. But it's not just about money. There are all kind of blessings, abounding blessings, spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Come on, we're a blessed people. And so we need to be speaking increase in every area of our life. Increase. God's got something for you right there, ma'am. You on the back row, right there. You right there, the one doing my head like this. Lift your hand. You right there. I just see God shining a light on you. God really loves you. And he has a deep longing for more for you. For more. The Lord says, you know, that you've loved him, but you've kind of just barely scratch the surface of what God has for you. And the Lord says, for every step that you take toward God, he said, I'll take two toward you. He said, for every step you take toward me, I'll multiply that. And I'll show you my goodness this year. And I'll show you things you haven't yet seen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing like the light of God. Amen. You know, one time I was sitting in a meeting, and I was going to preach, but I was sitting on the front row, and we were having worship that day. And it was real, just real sweet worship. You know, it wasn't a big band, and it wasn't a big production, just a husband and wife team. And then they were on their guitars, just the two of them. It was just a sweet presence of the Lord. And I was sitting in my chair, and as I was sitting there, I could just see in the spirit like a light, like the light of God came on me. And what it did was it warmed my soul. And these are days where we need a warming of our soul. Not just that. We know our spirit's perfect. Come on. We know our spirit's perfect. We're born again. We're made alive unto God. We're perfect in the image of God. Our spirit is the one that's always after God, running hard, wanting more, doing, you know. But it's the other, it's our soul. Many times it wants to like, but we need a warming of our soul toward God. Come on, of our mind, of our attention, of our affections. And I just sat in the light of God and felt His warmth. Hallelujah. You know, God is hot for us. He's hot for us. And He wants us to be hot for Him. And what it takes is it takes the warming of that soul where we ever purpose to keep our attention and our affection and our mind and our feelings and our emotions toward God. Toward God. If we're going to get what God has for us all this year, we're going to have a warming in our soul toward Him. I'm going to talk more about that to Wednesday night. But first scripture was Psalm 115, verses 14 and 15. These are scriptures for us individually and us corporately at the church here. The second scripture has to do with these blessings. It's the scripture that I heard when the Lord said to me, unexpected blessings. It's Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Amen. Amen. You know, when the Lord said to me, abounding blessings. It was that. It's not just a little blessing here and there, but it's the blessings that run up on you. Come on, and they just overtake you. Where we're just overtaken in the blessings of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. And then here's the scripture that the Lord gave me for the church itself, us as a people. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. You're going to see later that these tie in to this message that the Lord has for the body of Christ here in 2018. These are connected. But this scripture in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, it says, then the churches throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and Houston, the church at Houston Faith Church, had peace and were edified. Come on. God wants us to have peace and be edified. Come on. God wants us to be peaceful, at peace, stable, anchored, secure in life, and to be edified, to be built up, to be strong. And walking in the fear of the Lord, we could say consecration, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That's the come alongside. That's the get alongside with me. It's not the pat on the back. Oh, let me. No, no, no. This is a powerful. I am the Holy Spirit, and I am with you. I am with you to help. I am with you to accomplish. I am with you to work. It's a coming alongside. So we're not in our strength, but we're in His strength. Glory. So they were walking. Now notice how these are connected. They were walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. This more I'm going to talk about Wednesday night, but part of our part this year is going to be our consecration toward God that's bringing this fresh anointing, this fresh place, this fresh measure, and a fresh working of the anointing of God in our life. So they were walking in the fear of the Lord. Walking means doing. It means it's attached to not just your beliefs and not even to just your words, but your actions. Amen. They were walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplied. They were increased. Come on, they were increased. Come on, the church increased and the people increased. Come on, God's not interested in you staying the same in 2018. Even if it's been good for you, even if you've had great revelation, God's not interested in you staying in the same place. God's interested in doing another work in you, in doing a greater work in you. Come on, God's interested in perfecting you and changing you so that you can get up a little higher up the spiritual ladder. And I love that we know when God purposes something, because He's a just God, He always gives us the ability to attain that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a momentous year for us here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's my declaration. I think you ought to take God's declaration and make it your declaration. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here's what I'm hearing for the church corporately, the body of Christ this year. This is what the Lord He's saying. He says, arise this year in the anointing and see God's delivering and restoring power. Yeah. It's a year of deliverance and it's a year of restoration. It's a year of getting back what's been stolen, what's been taken. It's a year of bringing it back into the house, come on, into the family, come on, into the church, and it's going to be done by the power of God's hand working with His people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is how God put it to me in quotes. The Lord says, arise, have faith in My power to save, to rescue, to deliver, to heal, and to bring restoration to My people. All things are done not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. Deliverance shall come, victory shall be secured, and restoration shall be at hand. I will stand behind My word to perform it, and My performance will be swift, strong, and thorough. Yes, My hand shall stretch forth to you. My hand shall be upon you, and a fresh anointing will be yours, found in consecration, increased in preparation, and increased in application. That means the more you prepare for it and the more you use it, the more it's going to increase. I mean, it's not you sit back and watch the leaders do something or watch the pastors do something. It means you get in on it. You get in on it. Believe it, receive it, and work it. And thereby the fruit of deliverance and the blessing of restoration shall be evidenced in the days ahead. Hallelujah. Come on, can we give a shout unto God for that? Come on, can we give a shout unto God? God's going to show up. God's going to show out. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to give you some scriptures here for sake of time today. I'm not going to read all of them and I'm not going to have you turn to them. But I want you to write them down because the first set is some scriptures about God being our deliverer. And the second set of scriptures are about God being our restorer. All right, so you can work these in your heart in the coming year. 2 Samuel 22, verse 2 through 4 talks about God, our deliverer. He's our rock. He's the horn of our salvation. He's our shield. He's our fortress. And that when we call on Him, He delivers us from our enemies. Listen, we have enemies. Yes, ma'am. We have enemies. As long as we're in the earth, we're going to have enemies. We have the number one enemy, Satan. But we have all kind of enemies and oppositions and troubles and things that are trying to steal from us, rob us, shake us off of our destiny. But the scripture here says that when we call on the Lord, He will save us from our enemies. Amen. Now realize today when I say save, it's not just about salvation in your heart. Salvation is soteria. It's everything. It's peace. It's prosperity. It's wholeness. It's nothing lacking, nothing broken. It's the fullness of God's covenant to us that we be saved. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Come on, it's a delivering day. It's a delivering day for you to come out of your troubles. Psalm 18, verse 19. He brought me out into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. Come on, our consecration this year is going to cause this, this thing of God's delight to be an expression that comes into our life, where we're going to be delivered and we're going to be put into a broad place. Come on, into an expanded place. Come on, into a better place. All done by the hand of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. In referring to restoration due to me, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 3 through 6. I like it in the Amplified. You need to get this one in the Amplified. But it talks about how the Lord, our God, will restore. He's going to restore. He's going to bring everything. I mean, it starts talking about, you know, their fortunes. He's talking about the lands. Because in the Old Testament, that's all they had. But today it's talking about our covenant. Come on, we have an inheritance. And God will said he will restore our inheritance. He will bring us back into the land, the place, the things that he has for us. Praise, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Even today, I will declare that I'll restore double to you. Now, I have to tell you, God didn't highlight double for me. He didn't highlight that, but doesn't mean it might not highlight right now in your heart and you have it. Amen. But he did say that even today I will restore. Amen. Come on, there's going to be restoration. There's going to be restoration. Come on, maybe it's your joy that's gotten stolen. Come on, maybe it's your peace that's gotten stolen. Maybe you've had a relationship stolen. Maybe you've had material things stolen. Come on, maybe you've had some of your health stolen. Do you want it back? Do you know that it's rightfully yours? Do you know that God had no part in it leaving your house or leaving you? God had no part in that. And God's been sitting up in heaven saying, man, I want my children to have back what belongs to them. I love that sometimes, you know, we love Jesus and he was the complete expression of God. He was everything that was needed in every moment. He could be kind and he could be gentle when he needed to be. Oh, but on the other hand, when it was necessary, I mean, the fire of God would shoot out of his eyes and he would go in and he would overturn things that were wrong in the temple. That's how I feel this year is for us. We're going to have to arise. We're going to have to get up out of our seat. We're going to have to get up out of our self and where we've been and our self-pity and our self-excuses and our woe, oh, pitiful me and say, oh, this is mine. This is what God has said belongs to me. And I'm getting it. Come on, I feel a fight this year in God. The enemies, the opposition, the trouble, getting a one-up on any of us. Amen. God didn't intend it, and it doesn't have to be so. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the restorer, Isaiah 58, 12, he is the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the streets of dwelling. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26 says he will restore to us what's been taken and what's been stolen. And that's everything, spiritually, mentally, physically. Psalm 23, verse 3 says he's the restorer of our soul. Jeremiah 30, verse 17 says he will restore our health. Malachi chapter 3, verse 11 says he will restore our substance. Come on, anything of the provision that has been stolen or eaten, God will bring it back and restore it. This makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I'm just letting it sink in for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was an instance, and I'm not going to read it today. I'm going to read it Wednesday night. So you're going to have to come back Wednesday night because there's going to be a lot of meat. This is one of those years that God's given the this, but he's given a lot of the instruction of the backbone and the underlying part of what's going to take place. And I will read the account of David in 1 Samuel chapter 30 on Wednesday night. But basically, in this illustration or this story of the Old Testament, the enemy has come into the camp of the people of God, and they've stolen things. They burned up things. They took all the wives, the children. They took all the spoil, all the good stuff. They took everything, and David and the men come back, and they find that something has happened in the camp. Come on. There's been a raid in the camp. There's been a raid in the camp. I get mad at raids in God's camp. It makes me really spiritually mad. And I like that Smith Wigglesworth used to say, you know, the gospel either ought to make you mad or glad. Now, he's talking about people getting mad. But I'm talking about what it shouldn't do is just leave you in the same place. Amen. When things get stolen from people, God's people, it ought to make us mad. Amen. I mean, mad enough to do something. Yeah. Mad enough to stand up and say, I'm not taking it. It's not, oh, this is just the way it is. Yeah. No. No, experience does not say the way it is. This says the way that it is. And this we must aim for. And this we must teach. And this we must pursue. And this we must preach. Anything short of this, we will not be relegated by experience. Our experiences always are not perfect. But we must uphold the standard of who God is, of who He says we are, of what He says we can have, of what He says we can do. Every time. And if we fail once, we will shake the dust off. We will get back up off on our feet. We will not be woe unto me. What happened? Is it true? No, the Bible is true. And we will pursue it again.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Amen.
Until we get the victory. Because
yes.
God has said that deliverance shall come.
Yes.
And victory shall be secured.
Yes.
And restoration shall come to our house.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So in this example of David and these men, when they come back into the camp and they find out that there's a raid, they inquired of God, and the word of the Lord came to them. And this is the word of the Lord to us. In a year of deliverance, in a year of restoration, God has said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. That's the word of the Lord to us, because we have our part. If God is going to deliver, we're going to have to connect with God. We're going to have to give some pursuit of what we're after. We're going to have to pursue it until we overtake it, until we get it. Not just for January, not just because we're God's people for January and February.
Amen.
I'm talking about pursuing it. Until we overtake it.
Hallelujah.
Until the good thing overtakes us. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. That's the word of the Lord to us. It's time for us to turn and run toward the battle. It's time for us to stand up and fight the fight of faith and expect that when we turn and when we charge forward in the anointing, that things are going to change, that deliverance is going to come, and that restoration will come. But listen, we're going to have to do it in the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Not by your might, not by your power, not by your scripture that you know, but by coming alongside of the Holy Spirit that empowers us with an anointing to get the job done.
That's right.
Yeah. Now listen to this little poem that God gave me. He's so funny. Are you ready? This is what the Lord says. By my power, opposition will quiver and be made to retreat in defeat. My work as the good giver to deliver brings your victory complete and so sweet.
Right.
In my anointing, you will fight with great might. So arise, for it is your hour to soar and to roar. Desires will come to the light and insight. From heaven comes an outpour as I restore. God's going to show up through us. He's going to show up with a power through us that's going to bring deliverance, that's going to bring enemies being scattered, situations being turned around. We're going to do it in the might of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, God would raise up deliverers. Okay? He would raise up deliverers and the Holy Spirit would come upon them. He would inspire them and then He would enable them with the power to war, a power to accomplish the thing that God set before them. Now today we have a deliverer. Come on, we have a deliverer. Jesus is our deliverer. Jesus has come on the scene. He has fought the battle. He has won the ultimate war. Hallelujah. So our purpose is to live in the fullness of that redemption. Into the fullness of what Jesus bought back for us. That's our purpose. We're going to have to get that as our purpose. Is to live in the fullness of what God has given us through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That means we are to live free of evil and darkness and troubles and bad stuff and anything that's contrary to the covenant of God. We are to live in what are our rights and our privileges and our benefits. We have benefits. We have many benefits in the kingdom. Yes,
that's right.
Not just for one person, not just for the special people.
Amen.
It's available to anyone who will pursue it.
Yes.
To anyone who will go after it and overtake.
Amen.
And recover what God has given to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's an anointing on us to do that. There's a measure of the Holy Spirit in us and put on us. Christ in us, the Spirit of Christ. Christ, the anointed one who had the power of God, the Spirit of God put on him. That same Spirit, the Spirit of Christ is in us. It's the hope for your glory.
Amen.
It's the hope for your glory, Colossians 1:27. Christ in us. Come on, we have no excuse.
That's right. Amen.
We have Christ in us.
Amen.
How about 1 Peter 4:14? The Spirit of glory rests on us. Do you know what the glory does? Do you know what the glory is? Do you know what the glory did to Jesus' dead body? It raised him up.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of glory rests on us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the Old Testament, there were a couple of God's chosen that had an anointing on them to basically do some things in God and accomplish what God wanted to do. These two characters, these two guys, we're going to study and we're going to tap into, we're going to identify some anointings, some abilities, some way that the Spirit of God would come upon them that would equip them to win the battle. And they are Samson and David. Some similarities in them and also some differences, which is why Samson, who was called to begin the deliverance of the Israelites from the Philistines, from the enemy, he only was able to begin it, but he was not able to complete it. Because really, he was not a man after God's own heart. He had not consecrated himself. But yet, he had an anointing. And he would just pick a fight, man. He would just pick a fight. Sometimes for the wrong motive, sometimes for the wrong purpose. But he understood that there was an anointing. There was an ability from God. And he was able to tap into that and bring he was able to do great and mighty faith feats. Okay? It was the Spirit of might that was on him. When's the last time you had the Spirit of might operate through you? It is one of the seven spirits that's listed that was made up of the spirit that is Jesus. The spirit of mind is in us. We've got to identify it. We've got to learn to get familiar with it. Come on, we've got to believe that we have it when we need it. These two guys, Samson and David, both of them Old Testament guys that supernaturally killed a lion. You can read about that. Samson, I think, is in Judges chapter 14. David is in 1 Samuel chapter 17, where they supernaturally, with their hands, killed a lion. Well, guess what? You know, you're probably going to have some lions that you're going to have to stand up and defeat in this life. Doesn't it say that the Bible says that we have an enemy who walks about like a roaring
lion?
Who walks about like a roaring
lion,
seeking whom he may
devour.
We're going to have to be lion fighters. There was an anointing on David. There was an anointing on Sam. They didn't do it of themselves. Listen, we can't do these things of ourselves. We're going to have to get deeper in God. We're going to have to get more committed. We're going to have to get the reality, not just in our head, but in our heart.
Amen.
That I can defeat anything that comes up against me. Because God is with me. Because God is in me. Because the anointing is on me. Both of these guys, they operated, or you see them listed in the New Testament Hall of Fame, or the New Testament chapter of fame, we would call it, Hebrews chapter 11. Let me tell you what it says about them. Hebrews 11, verse 32 through 34. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets who, listen to what they did. Listen, these are Old Testament guys operating with a measure of the Spirit that would come and then go. Come and then go. But listen. John chapter 1 says we operate in the fullness of Christ. Listen to what they did. They through faith subdued kingdoms. We're talking about kingdoms, governments. On a large scale, they subdued them. They put them under their rule. They put them under their feet. They got the one up. They said, I'm in charge here. They worked righteousness. They didn't even have the blood of Jesus. But yet they understood what it meant to be right with God. What it meant to have a covenant. We have a covenant with God. God has said, I will be with you. I am for you. I will help you. I mean, when we're one with God, when we say it, whatsoever we say, it's done in heaven, it's done in the earth. There's a power. Do you know the secret of Jesus' success in the earth? Was his oneness with God. He knew that when he spoke, God heard him. He knew that he had authority in the earth and his authority was backed by heaven. Listen, it's the same for us today, but we must know it. That's how we work righteousness. They obtained promises. Anybody need to do that? They stopped the mouths of lions. That could mean a multitude of things. Here it's literal. Come on, you're going to have things coming at you, yapping at you, snapping at you, looking to devour you, get you off course. And some of these things, they don't seem quite so big. Some of them are very subtle. Because listen, we have an enemy that's cunning. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Did you hear that? David had weaknesses. Samson had weaknesses. Come on, we have weaknesses. But in our weakness, God is made strong. There is a way in our weakness to tap into who God is and get the supply of what we need to rise up and be able to do and accomplish.
Amen. Amen.
They became valiant in battle. Look at that. I'm telling y'all, it's fighting time. Come on, it's time to run into the battle. It's time to run into. Come on, there's a charge today to run into the battle. We're not fighting a battle quite like they did in the Old Testament, but we do have a fight. It's the fight of faith. And you're going to have to run into the battle. It's a battle, the fight of faith. It's a fight. It's not just read scripture one time. Oh, yeah, I believe that. No, it's a fight.
Amen.
They were valiant in battle. They were strong. We're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Amen.
They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. It's time for us to turn some things to flight, man. Man, I want one that, you know, when I get up, I want anything that's standing in my way to think, oh no, she's up again. And man, they're starting strapping up their boots because they're fixing to be put on the run. Not like we roll out of bed, oh no, it's another day. I hope I make it today. No, no. Both of these men were men of war. Samson was a man of war. David was a man of war. They were soldiers. Today we are God's people. We are the chosen. We are the people of war. We are the soldiers of God. Today we are. And we're going to have to stand up and fight the fight of faith. We're going to have to pursue. We're going to have to overtake. And we're going to get to recover all. In the midst of it. Let me tell you how God sees us. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 144 verses 1 and 2. We are the saints, and I'm saying here at Houston Faith Church, I'm saying for those that will arise in this hour that we are battle ready.
Yes.
Come on, we are battle ready. Come on, we are equipped. Come on, we are armed with the armor of God.
Yes.
Psalm 144 verses 1 and 2. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Did you see that? God trains our hands for war and our fingers for battle. Not physical battles, but spiritual battles. Listen, there's a training in spiritual battle. We're trying to help train you all the time.
Amen.
But you got to take your training and use your training. Not just go home and hang your armor up at your house. Ooh, and see how, ooh, that's nice to look at. It's nice to know that, you know, I've got on the belt of truth. No, you got to use that. It's nice to know that you have a sword. Ooh, look how pretty that sword is. Ooh, it's all nice. And get the sword out and use it. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues, we could translate this New Testament, enemies under me. God helps subdue enemies under us. 2 Samuel chapter 22, turn with me there. I just want you to see how God sees it. 2 Samuel 22, verses 29 through 30. Five. Look at this. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. Listen, we don't have to walk in darkness. We don't have to be confused. We don't have to know what not to do. Listen, if we're feeling that, we haven't pursued yet. We haven't pursued God enough. God says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you find me. Not that he's hiding behind a rock. God gets to enlighten us so that we can see where we're at. We can see what's going on. Nothing gets to be hidden or lurking around.
Amen.
verse 30, for by you, by God, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a tall wall. You know, sometimes things come at us and we're just like, wow. I mean, we're just standing there looking at it. Wow, you know, how big that is, how hard that looks. God, you know, the report, oh, the this, the that. No, just leap over it. Just leap over it. Put it behind you. This is how y'all read the scriptures, right? You don't hang this on your wall as a poem. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. It's proven. It's proven. It's been proven to work. It's been proven over and over again. It's been proven in the scriptures. It's been proven in the early church. It's been proven in the modern day saints. The word of the Lord is proven. Today, what God has said is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and my power.
Amen.
Listen, as Christians, I know this doesn't apply to Houston Faith Church people, but I just have to say for the other people that are watching. is that we would never say that we rely on ourselves. But yet we live in the reality of that every day because we're not really seeking God. Because we're too busy. When you get up, when you either go to bed without praying, seeking God, or you wake up without praying, seeking God, and you do your day, you're doing your whole day in your own strength. You might not be saying it, but that's what's happening. And that's why you're having the days that you're having. Now, you can stop at any moment. Just God is with you. He's everywhere. He's in any moment. You don't have to pray for 14 hours before you go to work. Sometimes if you're deep, sometimes if you're in it with God, sometimes if you can get just 4 minutes of the charge. Now I'm sure. Off I go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He makes my way perfect. Why does He make my way perfect? Because I seek Him. Because I listen to Him. God can't make my way perfect if I'm not putting my ear to His ear and following His lead. Because God's not manipulating every single thing that's going on in the earth. He makes my feet like the feet of deer. Ooh, they're swift, those little deer, if you're trying to watch them. 1 minute they're there, 1 minute they're behind something. Where? You know, that's effective in battle. It's effective in battle to be swift. 1 minute the devil thinks, aha, God, oh, wait, where'd they go? Where'd they go? What happened? You're going to have to take this home and assimilate it. And when you get it home, I want you to do all the motions that I'm doing. It will help you get in.
Yes.
You know, they told me that the church members were supposed to take on the things of the pastors. That's what they said. So look at this, verse 35. Oh, no. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and He sets me on the high places. Come on, do you know that in battle, the advantage is to have the high place? Oh, yeah. God sets us in the high places. We get to sit on the high places with spiritual sight and things that we can see what's coming and we can know what's happening. If we take the time to sit in the high place. Verse 35, He teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. God teaches us to war. Listen, just because we're not in the Old Testament and we're not running after enemies like some of our military. Now, they understand this really well. These are great for military people, but they have spiritual revelation. God is teaching us to war. God is teaching us to fight the fight of faith so that we can be valiant in battle, so that we can win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Zechariah chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Just talking about us as the army and us having to fight the fight. Come on, this is a fighting year. It's a fighting year, but we'll see the delivering hand of God. Come on, it's a fighting year, but we're going to have restoration. I say this a lot, and I'm serious for those in America. We can't get fat and happy spiritually and just sit around. Every time Israel got fat and happy, they began to lose their zeal for God. And they would begin to sin. And they'd begin to turn away from God. And guess what would happen? In their fat and happy doing nothing stage, the enemy would overtake them. Zechariah chapter 10. So we're talking about us fighting, us being of the army. This year we're going to have to fight, and we fight in the anointing. We fight with God. We fight with the power of God, with the Spirit of God. We have to take, if we're going to fight effectively, if God is teaching us to war, if God is training our hands for battle, we're going to have to tune our ear, because the Holy Spirit is our instructor. He's going to tell you what to go after, how to pursue it, how to overtake. He's got to tell you. You can't come. with your own idea. It's the Holy Spirit. He must inspire and he must endue you with the power that is of God to overcome, amen, to overtake. So look at this. I love this scripture. It's very interesting. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 3. It says, "For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and he will make them as the royal horse in battle." First of all, you have to realize that this is not just our own battle. This is not just important for you. Listen, we are body together. We win together, we lose together. When you lose, I lose. And then when you mourn, I mourn. It's true. You winning the battle is important. Not just for yourself, but for your brother and your sister. Amen. For the body of Christ. It's important. Jesus is on the throne. He is the winner. He is the ultimate king warrior. We are fighting with him. We are fighting for him. We are fighting for the gospel. We are fighting for the kingdom. We are fighting that God may be seen in the earth. He will make us as the royal horse in the battle. Listen, listen to this. The royal horse in the battle was trained only to move in battle by the leg leading of the king rider. By just the slightest nudge of a knee, of a foot. In the midst of a battle, when cannons were blowing, when chariots were running, when things were shouting, when people were crying, when things were happening all around him, the horse knew his place. He was waiting for that slight unction, that move of the foot, the move of the knee to go, to stop, to turn. That's how God's training us. With the Holy Spirit. To know him. To be able to sense his leadings, his moves, his unctions. Not to have a shout from heaven. Not to have to, "Hey you, hey you. I've been trying to tell you for 14 days. Oh, Lord." But just the slightest thing in your heart. To recognize it and to honor it. To acknowledge it and to move on it. Listen, it takes faith to move on it.
Yeah.
It takes faith to move on the leadings of God for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the more you perfect it, the more you get more comfortable. And you're like, "Oh yeah, that was God. No, that was me. That was God. Oh no, that was something else." It's a year of battle. It's a good battle, but I got a smile on my face because we win.
Amen.
Yeah. We get to win.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a year of deliverance and a year of restoration. But it's coming through an anointing on us in the battle. An anointing on us in faith. Listen, there's an anointing. There's ability of God. There's substance of heaven. There's empowerment of the Holy Spirit that we must activate in ourselves if we're going to go to war and accomplish the things that are necessary. And everything is accomplished through a battle. Everything. Don't we preach this here, that everything we get by God or from God is through? I'm going to say it again to the faith church. Everything that we get from God, we receive by
faith.
Because God is a faith God. Okay? We're saved by
faith.
Okay? We get healed by
faith.
All right, we get delivered by
faith.
We receive blessing by
faith.
Everything's by faith. Amen. But the Lord says that it's the fight of faith. There's a fight to faith. It's not just about hearing it one time. Oh, wow, let me just sit down and... No, it's about the fight. It's about the fight. It's about the fight. We have to be empowered with the Holy Spirit to be effective in the fight of faith. You have to know what to go after. You have to know how to do it. What scripture? What method? The Holy Spirit's job is to lead us and guide us as the king rider into the battle, that we be effective, that we stand up and secure the victory and pack back up what's ours and head home. Yeah. So what the Lord's been talking to me about is this special anointing that's on Samson. And this special anointing that's on David. And it's the spirit of might. Where they had crazy strength and ability that would just come on them. I mean, Wednesday night, we're going to read some of Samson's stories and some of the things he did. Wow. We're going to have to tap in. I'm just telling you that I believe this year there are going to be opportunities to operate in the anointing of might. You ought to go read it out, study it. There's a lot of talk about it in the Old Testament. I believe that this year we're going to, that those who will pursue intensely operating in the gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of faith. I believe the gift of faith operates much through the spirit of might. Many things that have been done, recorded, that you can see, gift of faith, spirit of might. Does that interest you?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to have what the Bible says we can have? Aren't we supposed to be? Amen. Aren't we supposed to at least have as much as what we see in the Old Testament saints where the Spirit would come on and depart and come on, depart? When's the last time you operated in a spirit of might? But you know what? We're going to have to pursue. We're going to have to pursue God. And have to consecrate our life deeper. Hallelujah. But this is the day, Lord. It's the day, Lord. It's the day, Lord. It's the day, Lord. It's the day. It's the day. I feel God calling it out. It's the day. I don't think until Jesus comes and we're raptured together in the clouds, I don't think the day will be in the earth. Until that day where we don't have to fight. We have to fight. We have to fight the fight of faith. Today the charges, you're going to have to rise up. The Lord says, arise. Come on, arise. Come on, arise. Come on, let something in you arise. Come on, let something say, you know what? I got it. I'm going up. I'm getting more. I'm having it. I'm taking back what belongs to me. Maybe you've never had it. If you've never had it, if you see things in the Bible, you're like, wow, I've never had that. Maybe you've never had peace. Maybe you've never had a healing. Well, you can get it. You're going to have to stand up, arise in this hour. It's time to arise and go to war and go to fight. Go to battle so that we can be delivered. And delivered is not just from sin. It's from trouble. It's from opposition. It's from the weights that beset us. Be delivered means to come out of whatever, to be rescued, to be helped.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And I believe that there's an anointing to do it. You know what I have found recently? Of course, not about Houston Faith Church. Faith people. There's segments of the body of Christ that don't even really embrace the fullness of the Holy Spirit. They love God. They're saved. They're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. But they don't embrace the fullness of the Spirit. We do.
Amen.
We do. That means we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. That means we believe in anointings. Anointings means they're abilities from God that they're in you, but they come upon you for a moment. And they're there for a moment to help you do something, to say something, to accomplish something. Come on, we believe in the anointing. We believe in the Bible, the Old Testament, the anointing, the Spirit would come on them. We're supposed to be living in that.
Amen. That's right. Yes, amen.
Because we embrace that, we should be pursuing the fullness of it, not just because of faith people. I see groups of faith people that have laid aside the true working of the Holy Spirit and just relied just solely on this. This is the Bible. It is the Word. It is the power. But listen, it's this with the Spirit. You can read a scripture and it not work for you if it's not read with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 2018, here we are. And I'm ready to fight. Hallelujah. 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 And you're going to have to take this message and you're going to have to get it in your heart and you're going to have to hang on to it. It's not like something we're going to do for a week or a month and then February comes and we forget about it. One thing I learned a long time ago about God is that when God gives a message, He gives it because He knows you. He knows where you're at. He knows what's needed. He knows the destiny that He has for you. And so if we're going to get into the fullness of our destiny, we have to do it step by step at the instruction of God. And so if we don't take hold of, if we don't latch together, if we don't secure what's in us in this day for this hour, then we get further down the road, we're not fully in the place we need to be for what's down here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Are we ready to fight?
Yes.
Come on. Are we ready to embrace the anointing? Come on. Are we ready to get active in the Holy Spirit? Come on. Are we ready to live every day saying, Holy Spirit, today's another day. And it's going to be a wild day today in the Holy Spirit. Come on. Every day with God is an adventure. Come on. Every day with God is an opportunity to put a dent in the darkness. Come on. To put evil on the run.
Yes.
When you start living with that, then what'll happen? You'll be winning your battles, and all of a sudden, somebody will grab you, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm in the battle with you.
Amen.
At work, at school, at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm determined to win.
Amen.
Jesus was a winner.
Yes.
I'm determined to win.
Amen.
And listen, Pastor already told us last week, we're going to have to put things behind us. Things aren't always perfect. Some secret things belong to the Lord. We don't always understand. But I know that I know that I know that I'm going to keep my eye on that word. I'm going to keep my eye on God. And I'm going to pursue. I'm going to pursue until I overtake so that I can recover all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put it all behind you right now. Put everything behind you right now. Put everything behind you right now. Come on. It's a new day. Come on. It's a new slate. Come on. It's a new you. Come on. It's a new anointing today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved, and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.